Hi guys, this is Daniel here. I'm with Justin today.
Hey guys, I hope you're doing well.
And today, for our new edition of Real Talk, we're going to talk about games we played in school.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I think that because I am from Canada and you are from America, but specifically from a part of America where you didn't have winter or have a lot of snow, the games that we played in school, especially in the winter, vary. They're different, which I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear about the games that you played growing up. Why don't you tell me about one of your first games that you remember?
So I think one of my favorite games that we played was called Killer Ball. Killer Ball. And essentially, it was a game where we would play in the courtyard, but on the grass, and there would be one ball, and one kid would start with the ball. And there could be 5 kids, 10 kids, 15 kids, doesn't matter. And the first kid with the ball would run around the field and try not to be tackled. So the goal was to capture and tackle the kid with the ball in order to get the ball off of him and into your own hands. Yeah.
Sounds like a crazy version of American football.
Yeah, it's basically a combination of tag and American football. And so once you got the ball, you then became it. And when you became it, people would chase you and try to tackle you. So there was no real end to the game. There was no way to win the game.
I was going to ask.
You just tried to keep the ball for as long as possible before you got basically beaten down to the ground and tackled. So that was called Killer Ball.
So basically it was like Hunger Games and whoever survived was the winner.
It was essentially survival of the fittest.
I see. One of the games that I remember, I guess it was less physical game. Do you remember Pogs?
Pogs.
I think they also call them Milk Caps.
Milk Caps, no.
So this was like a big craze back in the 90s. And basically they were like casino chips made of cardboard and they had pictures on them. So everyone at school would just carry these around in these kind of like circular tubes. And it was basically our currency. So the way to play this game, you would take, let's say, 10 of these pogs, but you also had another item called a slammer.
A slammer.
Yeah. So slammer were basically like big, thick pogs made of metal. Sometimes they were dangerous. And so you would place 10 pogs in the center and then you would have to just basically slam them with these slammers. And if you managed to turn them around, to flip them around, then they were yours. Then you won more pogs for your collection.
Were they expensive to buy, the pogs?
The slammers were. I remember I bought one of my favorite slammers for like $25.
Yeah.
And this is 15 years ago. So yeah, it was pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was basically you had to have pogs in order to be cool at school.
You weren't cool if you didn't have pogs.
No, no. If you didn't have pogs and if you didn't have a cool slammer, then you were out.
So that was your local currency.
Yeah, pogs. Pogs, man.
Maybe that was just a little bit before my time, I think.
You're calling me old.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
What,
maybe,
three, 4 years older than me? But every year it would change.
Well, right? I heard they're coming back. I just read about them, and apparently they're coming back, so we'll see.
Now, did you ever play Red Rover?
No, what's that?
You never played Red Rover. So Red Rover was probably our most violent game. And Red Rover was a game where you would have two teams of kids, again, in the field. And you would stand across from each other, facing each other, like two firing squads facing each other.
Okay.
And you would link arms, hold hands, and you would link arms like that and form a wall. And then one side, so both sides would do this facing each other with their arms linked out and stretched out wide. And then what we would do is you call over one of the other kids. And you would sing this song, and I think it went, Red Rover, we call Jason over. And you call out the kid that you want to come.
Okay.
And then he has to try and run and break through your wall, break through where you're holding each other by the hands. And if they get through, I don't remember what happened if they got through.
Maybe they joined the team?
Yeah, I think like something like that. They either got to steal someone from the other side or whatnot. But that was the goal, is they had to run and try and break through. So you're basically running through at waist height, mm-hmm. trying to break through this wall.
It sounds just like mm-hmm. a battle of Vikings.
Or yeah. Like so one person would run over and they'd get caught by this wall, or they would break through. And then you would just keep on doing that back and forth over and over until one team was essentially gone.
You guys are just savages up there now.
That was Red Rover.
Red Rover. It reminds me of a game we had in the South, back in Florida, but I can't remember the name, but I think it was quite similar. But now I'm embarrassed to talk about my next game, because your games are all active and physical and manly, and I want to talk about Tamagotchi.
Those are the little electronic pets.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Did you have one?
I think we had Digimon, but that's a little bit different. Okay. Tamagotchi, I think we did, but I was really young.
Yeah, so Tamagotchis, they were Japanese, and they just became a huge craze. I remember I refused to have one, because mm-hmm. it was kind of a girly thing to take care of your pet. But I will not deny, I did play with them.
Yeah.
And I remember it started out with an egg that you had to kind of warm and wait for it to hatch.
So what is it, though, for people who don't know? Like, you don't have a physical real egg, so...
Yeah, so basically, it's like this little... It looks like... I don't know.
It's an electronic toy.
It's an electronic toy. It just looks basically like a tiny little mouse pad, or I don't know what to call it.
A round circle made of plastic. Yeah, with a little tiny screen on it.
Yeah, basically, there you go, you got it. And on the screen, initially, you would turn it on, and you would see just an egg.
Mm-hmm.
And once you set it on, time starts counting. So that egg starts hatching very slowly.
Yeah.
Until it opens up and you have a pet. Usually it's a dog.
Yeah.
And then when it hatched, you had to basically take care of this dog and make sure that it didn't die.
Yeah.
So you had to feed it, play with it, scold it when it was being naughty.
But how do you feed it? What do you mean?
I think they just had like three buttons. One button was feed, one button was scold, one button was play.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much to it. But I guess the challenge of this game was that you couldn't stop the time. You couldn't pause it.
Yeah.
So you always had to basically take care of it and go and check if the dog is hungry.
Yeah.
Or if you overfed it, then the dog would become fat. And I remember they built in these weight checks to see if your dog was too heavy for his age. So you could basically overfeed your dog to death.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite extreme.
This is electronics. I feel like we didn't have a lot of games that were like toys and electronics. We had Beyblades, and of course we traded Pokemon cards, and mm-hmm, there was Digimon. But we also played a lot of Wall Ball was mm-hmm. a really popular game, and that's where you have usually a tennis ball and you have a wall, usually the side of the school or something like that, and you had to throw the ball at the wall, and then off the ground the other person would have to catch it before it hit the ground again. So it would hit the floor, then bounce off the wall, then bounce into the air, and then the person would have to catch it. And if they didn't catch it, then they got a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you got up to a certain word, similar to horse, but once you got up to a certain word, like horse, for example, you got all the letters, then you lost, and you had to stand against the wall with your shirt up, and they would throw and whip the ball at your back.
My gosh.
Yeah. So you would have the ball thrown at your back if you lost. That was the punishment.
Are you sure this was a popular game, or was it just a game that you played?
It was a popular game, yeah. It was a popular game. But yeah, those were kind of the three big games. And I guess at least us guys played a lot was Wall Ball, Red Rover, Killer Ball recess. But I mean, for us, we also had King of the Hill, which you probably didn't play really much in Florida because you didn't have snow. Whereas in the schoolyard in Canada, they clear the snow off of the cement areas,
mm-hmm.
and they build these massive snow dunes, snow banks.
Okay.
So you can have a snow bank that's like 5 feet high, And then students, of course, play on it, so it gets packed down, and then it freezes, and they become like ice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so even just climbing up to it sometimes can be difficult. You have to find little holds in it to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal was to be the guy on top of the hill, and anyone else that tried to come up, you're trying to fight them off and push them back down the hill. And you had to try and stay at the top of the hill, and so we called it King of the Hill. That was another game that we played a lot in the winter. And just a lot of generally tripping each other. There was a lot of tripping games because we had snow and everybody's in snowsuits.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a lot of games where one person bends down behind somebody and pushes them over, or you just trip each other a lot because you could trip and throw each other into the snow a lot.
I'm not surprised. Another survival game.
And of course, we had snowball fights.
Of course, of course. Yeah. Okay, to my defense, I guess the last game that I'll mention, just so that the listeners don't think that I was a wimp, I also played dodgeball, and yeah. I imagine that's something that you're familiar with. Yeah. So basically, you have two teams, one ball, and you have people just standing in between those teams.
Yeah.
And try not to get hit by the ball.
Yeah.
And if you get hit, you're basically out. I don't remember if you got hit. Did you join one of these teams, or was it one team was in the center, and the second team was like surrounding you?
We had nobody to hit you in the center. Ball. You just have two teams and throw balls at each other to get each other out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I play a different variation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had three teams. Okay. One team was just in the center trying not to get hit.
And the other two teams on the outside were working together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So
like you were ambushed, basically.
Yeah.
So that was my my physical game I have to offer.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed our little stories about our childhood.
And tell us down in the comments below, if you're not from, if you didn't grow up in North America, of course, what games did you play in school growing up? Did you play any of the games that we talked about today? Maybe just different variations? Or did you have entirely different games? Tell us in the comments below. We'd love to hear what you guys played in school growing up.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.